If you've been doing some grilling this summer, the good news is that propane is in plentiful supplies. Joining me to talk about the propane supplies and the prices is energy analyst for the Iowa Department of Agriculture, Harold Homas. Good afternoon, Harold.
Good afternoon, Pat. Good to be with you.
Now, as far as grilling is concerned, that barbecue grill and the amount that's used there, that's probably a negligible cost. That's probably not, you're not going to see much of a price bump up or down either way due to supply. Is that correct?
Right. And when we get into those small cylinders at retail, generally the price of the exchange in that process, we don't see those fluctuate too much. Even though propane is a fraction of the cost that it was a year ago, I suspect that for our grills, unfortunately, that the retail price is going to be fairly flat.
Where it does make a difference, however, is about the 2,000 or so people who heat their homes with propane.
Right. That's where it's going to make a huge difference this fall and this winter. People are just now taking advantage of summer fills and buying opportunities where they try to lock in their needs for the winter. And I think they're going to be, as they make those calls to their local suppliers, I think they're going to be fairly fairly happy with the results and where they can lock in those values.
Some of our listeners may remember a couple of years ago, propane was in short supply. There were a couple of things that happened. The United States was exporting a lot of propane, and at the same time, there was a huge demand by farmers who were needing it to dry the grain, and there were just supplies that were low, just technically because there were some shutdowns of some pipelines. So all of that kind of got together as a perfect storm and made almost record high propane prices.
Yeah, no doubt. They were, in fact, record highs. They were they broke the old record by more than twice its value. We were seeing some astronomical prices. And actually, in Iowa, they weren't as bad as they had that we saw in other regions of the country, Michigan and throughout the Northeast, where we were hearing of $6 and $8. We kind of stopped in that $5, $5.50 range. But, yeah, it was problematic, to say the least.
And the energy business is cyclical. It goes from high to low and in between. We have relatively low gasoline prices right now as well. I would imagine the propane market probably is cyclical as well. So we've seen record highs, near record lows. What's your prediction for the short term on prices for propane?
We actually have some situations where at the wholesale level in Edmonton, an area, Alberta that is, in Canada, that is a tremendous, has large production of propane product. They are really at a zero value for their product. In fact, a couple weeks ago I noticed they had a sub-zero value, meaning they would actually pay transporters, truck, rail, to get it out of there because they, frankly, they have a glutton of product right now and they need to get it cleared out.
What are we talking about for prices here in Iowa and across the Midwest in comparison to what they were? You talked about, you know, some peaks at $5 a couple years ago. What are they running now?
It's got to come up through the pipeline and end up at points like Des Moines, Ogden, Sanborn, Whiting, all of those propane terminals throughout the state. And then there's, of course, some retail margins on that. But we're starting to see where at retail, we think that consumers are going to be able to lock in a dollar and less for prices this fall.
And that's unprecedented.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say unprecedented, but certainly have to go back a few years to find less than dollar propane. And I think we're going to see, depending on different locations in the state, anywhere from 70 cents to that 95 and a dollar mark. But certainly a very, very favorable value compared to where we were at just a couple years ago.
Harold Homas, thank you so much, as always, for spending some time and discussing the prices with us, and I appreciate it.
Anytime, Pat. You take care then.